Kiss It Better, written by Ink for Human Hands, read by Coprime, rating, teen and up audiences, archive warning, no archive warnings apply, fandom, Daredevil TV, relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson, additional tags, point of view Matt Murdock, Halloween, Halloween costumes, first kiss, love confessions, getting together, fluff, minor Foggy Nelson's family, and post-canon. Summary. When Matt takes a tumble wearing his Halloween costume, he needs someone to kiss it better. So question, Foggy said, what is the Catholic Church's stance on jinxes? His beleaguered attitude was about as serious as the wound he was tending to. Matt sat to one side of the steps of the brownstone he tripped in front of moments before, hissing through Foggy's application of hydrogen peroxide to his knee, while Theo occupied Foggy's niece and nephew a few steps away, trying to guess how many pieces of Halloween candy they'd collected so far. He could feel the fibers from the cotton sticking to his scrape before they pulled away again, like fine Velcro. Whatever it is, I'm sure it doesn't say anything about costumes specifically, Foggs, he said knowingly. There was some rattling as Foggy dug around in his first aid kit for gauze and medical tape. Okay, well, how else would you explain that on the night I just so happened to be dressed as a nurse, you managed to get injured not even doing you-know-what? An involuntary smile unfurled on Matt's face despite his attempt to smother it before Foggy could see. What's that look for? Foggy fastened the gauze over Matt's scrape and then waited, his silence pointed. Matt was cornered. I may have been focused on something else. Such as? You're not being cagey with me when you look like my childhood hero. Matt raised an eyebrow. The Schoolhouse Rock bill was your childhood hero? Could you think of a more worthy one? Foggy said, without missing a beat. Now out with it. Matt raised his hands in defeat. He'd been thinking about him and Foggy more and more as things were looking up with both the firm and Hell's Kitchen's crime rate. How good they were as friends and partners, and how great they could be as something more. He had no real reason to hesitate. He knew that if he let it slip out now, it would go free and easily, and he could trust fate to take it from there. You're not generally a shorts kind of guy, even in the summer, Matt said. Huh? Your sexy nurse costume. He blushed. It's distracting. A significant portion of Matt's radar sense had been dedicated to mapping out fabric where it rustled, and, importantly, the places where it didn't. He hadn't gotten such a clear picture of Foggy since they'd roomed together in law school. It was no surprise that Foggy's bare thighs had led to his downfall right there on the uneven sidewalk. Foggy lowered his voice. Are you hitting on me? I need to be sure, otherwise I'm about to make a fool of myself. Matt smiled big, giddy excitement taking hold in the pit of his stomach. Yes. Okay, Foggy said, snapping the first aid kit shut and putting it down on the step behind where they were sitting. He tapped his foot. Okay, he said again. Then he placed his hands on what would have been Matt's shoulders were he not wearing a giant foam cylinder with a face spray painted on the front and a round pin stuck to him. Then I think this is the move. Foggy leaned in and kissed Matt, his lips warm where the autumn air wasn't, sweet like the whiffs of candy he got every time the residents along the street opened their doors. All background noise ceased, and they were alone, sharing a moment that would change everything and nothing. But, like all moments, it ceded its ground to another. The kids shrieked in unison, "Ew!" Author's notes. Yes, Foggy carried around a real first aid kit as part of his costume, because maybe he has a sixth sense about these things. Podficker's notes. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.